Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, speaking of Instagram, a reel caught my eye recently, posted by a friend of mine, Cara Byrne. She's a psychotherapist, also known as the Hike Psych, because she takes many of her clients for a walk and a talk. We actually ran an event together in Wicklow a while back with Shulin. Her post was about a danger of sorts with wellness events, and Cara joins me in studio now. Cara, you're very welcome.
Am I allowed to call you my pal?
You are, of course.
Great.
Honoured to be called such.
Tell me about posting the video, because I think putting yourself out there like that, we're told this is the way of the world, put your opinions out there. When you hit post and upload, how did it feel?
I am usually quite measured and cautious in what I put out, especially if it can be taken up as critical. So I was, to be honest, quite concerned about the reaction I would get. But I'm also a bit of a fly by the seat of my pants sort of person. So I did one take. I just started talking and I just press send. I just don't overthink it. And I thought it was a really important topic, and it's something that has bothered me for such a long time, and I see more and more of it. And that is, you know, people within the wellness space making promises that really they shouldn't be making, offering things that just aren't possible through the services that they provide. And that does put people in danger, and they might not realize that they're doing that. But I do think it's something that should be addressed, because there isn't really any oversight in wellness like there is in therapy or, you know, in the medical profession. So
when did this come to your attention?
I've seen it for years, to be honest. You know, there's been many things, but I had seen somebody else, another psychotherapist, had done something similar. It was on a little reel that someone was basically advertising that they could cure their anxiety if they just did this one meditation, you know, and she posted about it and I saw it and I just thought, yeah, that really drives me crazy too. So I think I'll just say a few words and just explain, I guess, the difference between the kind of work that we have to put in as therapists to make sure that we don't injure or harm our clients. It's, you know, we don't take a Hippocratic oath like the doctors do, but we still have a duty of care. You know, do no harm should be the first thought that comes into your head before you offer any service to people who are often in a vulnerable state.
I did a bit of research, and actually there was a lot of comments underneath your post that led me to other areas and even websites advertising events and some of the things that were being promised. And it really shocked me, to be honest.
And you're in that space, you know.
Yeah, and that's why I was really happy to have you on, because I think it's a really important conversation to have. And I thought you were very measured in what you said, because you said, look, there are a lot of yoga practitioners, breathwork practitioners who are doing a really good job, and they are giving people a great space to calm their central nervous system, come back into their body, relax in the midst of busy lives. And all of that is amazing and needed. And in fact, you're trained in breath work yourself. So these are all very positive things. Yeah. It's the promises. It's the language. And
it is.
I've had an issue for a while with the word healing. I think it's a very loaded word. So healing, cure.
Yeah.
Your inner child.
Yeah.
And treatment. I even saw one promise that they would get more out of their psychotherapy sessions by coming to a wellness event. So I can we pick that. Apart some of that language?
Yeah. The purpose of wellness is prevention. It isn't treatment. It's prevention and maintenance of good mental health. But what is being offered is, and again, it's so important to mention, most providers are doing their very best and they're just offering, you know, a lovely relaxation space, a lovely hour to yourself, you know, like that, good for your nervous system. And all of these things are true. But there is a particular cohort who are offering, you know, cures for your trauma, cures for your anxiety. Trauma is not something that should be addressed in a group setting when you have no idea what trauma means to that person or the other people in that space. And the term safe space gets used a lot. And I've seen that too in places where I've gone to for breath work or for meditation. And they're like, this is a safe space. But what does that mean? Does that mean that if I get triggered by something deeply painful to me, I'm going to be protected, and that everybody else in that room is going to be protected from being triggered by my reaction? I think we need to be very, very clear and careful about that. And I don't think trauma, I don't think active trauma should ever be dealt with, or unresolved trauma, in a group setting. I think it needs to be dealt with one-on-one in a very safe space, and absolutely use breathwork and meditation as supports when they fit, but not as the treatment for it.
It's so interesting because not really being talked about enough. Yeah. And yes, there are some wellness practitioners who will ask for a waiver to be signed, but that's almost protecting them. And we're talking about protecting vulnerable people, and just this lack of knowledge. I don't think there's many nefarious people out there. Yeah. These people are well-intentioned. They're thinking, come, breathe, let go, heal your trauma, connect with your inner child with the best of intention. But we need to be careful about what training has gone into that. And that's something else that you brought up.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. There's no oversight. Whereas when you train as a therapist, you have got to go into every single dark space in your mind and deal with basically everything. And look, we're all works in progress, you know, it's ongoing. But as I was saying in the reel, like, we have to do weekly therapy for 4 years to make sure that nothing our client says is nothing of ours is interfering with the things that our clients bring into the room, that we're essentially as much as possible untriggerable. Because if you're not conscious of your own processes, you can be interfering with what's going on for the client. And if I get triggered, then I'm also not safe for everybody else, because whatever's going on for me might be influencing how I'm interacting with everybody else in that space. I still have to do, you know, every second week we do clinical supervision. When we're training, we do it weekly and group therapy. There's so much that goes into making sure that we are able to handle whatever comes up without losing ourselves in it.
Would you like to see regulation in this area? I mean, I'm lucky, and look, I only know my own experience, but with the academy that I trained in breathwork, it has become a community. There's a monthly meeting, you know, you can contact at any time with any questions, queries, issues. Yeah. So it's not like you're just given the certificate and sent out into the world.
Yeah.
And I hope most places are like that. And I know certainly yoga teachers are a great community resource to each other. But do we need that sort of regulation in the same way you as a psychotherapist have that supervision, that there's an overseeing body for these wellness practices?
I think that would be great, you know, because the vast difference in the level of training is huge too. But there's people who do an online 2 hours, you know, over a weekend course, and will take a group of people into the same space that you will. And, you know, there's no minimum criteria to call yourself a coach. You know, obviously in the field that I'm in, you have to do a master's degree, or you have to do, you know, if you're a psychologist, sometimes even a doctorate. It really does come down to how much investment the people themselves have put into learning that skill and building up their knowledge to be able to deal with all of these things. And there's zero oversight.
I'd love to get people's thoughts. You can email us aliveandkicking@newstalk.com. Be you someone who has gone to these wellness events, or a practitioner, because, you know, like, I put my hand up this time, so I think, you know, am I qualified for this? And it would be good to have a roadmap in these situations. It's protecting everybody.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important. If you want to find out more about Cara's work, you can go to The Hike Psych on Instagram. Cara Byrne, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.